And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. Well, if you're interested in hearing more about that bike rodeo, we have some folks in the studio to fill you in. Doug Osborne and Shannon Hoagland with Rotary. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Hi, Melissa.
Hey, so the bike rodeo is coming up Saturday, 11:01 at the Coast Guard Hangar, and lots of new things are happening this year. Why don't we talk about those? Who wants to start us off?
Well, I'm going to have Doug take the lead here because for years I've been doing the bike rodeo, and Doug has brought brand new energy to this endeavor. He'll hit on a lot of great things there.
Well, the Rotary has been doing a bike rodeo. We haven't figured out the exact date, but it started in the 70s or 80s. And this year there's a couple new things we're excited about. One is the bike swap. And the idea is that every kid has a bike that fits. If a bike is too big for a kid, it's hard to maneuver, and that can actually be kind of a risk factor. So if somebody has a bicycle and they've outgrown it, they could bring it here and swap it or trade it or sell it. So the bike swap's something new, and we encourage people, if you have a bike that doesn't fit, it's just sitting back in the shed, to bring it to the rodeo, see if you can sell it. So that's one thing that's new. And then just some of the stations are new. The thing that kids love is the skills course. That's the same year after year. We may add some elements, but every kid's getting a comic book. We have a few new stations where they get reflective things to put on their helmets. We have Amy Shaw from the state of Alaska, the bike ped coordinator, coming down, and she'll have some first-come, first-serve helmets. And I think that there'll be more of a chance for kids to do some hands-on things, like how do you check your air pressure and brakes. And so we're going to try to teach as many skills as we can. And it's a big group effort. We have lots of different sponsors, and the community hospital and search and the Bike Friendly Coalition. The police come and register bikes, and the Coast Guard, of course, the state. So it's a big group effort, and I think it'll be a lot of fun for the kids.
All right. So why the bike rodeo? Sitka Rotary, Shannon, why do they support this project?
Well, the main goal of the bike rodeo is to make sure that kids can ride safely in Sitka, or know how to ride safely in Sitka. And that includes having a bike that fits you, having control of your bike, practicing control of your bike, having a helmet, making sure people can see you. And then we have a little talk with kids about rules of the road. There are some things that apply to kids that don't apply to adults, but most of the rules are the same. Mm-hmm. We want the kids to be safe. And the Rotary Club, the Sitka Rotary Club has one of our missions is youth. So we sponsor scholarships for kids and give mini grants to nonprofits that support kids and do a lot of kids literacy programs. And so this is just one thing we like to do for kids every year. It is an old event, but there's always new kids in town. And the toddlers come. I mean, I think you've come once with a toddler.
Oh, I've come many times with a variety of ages.
And they like, some of the things they really like to do is we have a little mock traffic pattern on the road. And we have Norm Richards always talks to them when they come to the first intersection. I think the first intersection doesn't have a stop sign, does it? I can't remember. Yeah. But he talks to them about hand signals if they're old enough. And we have people acting as cars that kind of go back and forth on the tarmac over at the Coast Guard hangar. And so the kids have to look both ways. And so it's getting kids into those good habits of always looking for traffic and understanding that, you know, that some of the kids actually know that the cars will look out for them, but most of the traffic cannot see them. They're just too small. And so we try to get them into the habit of every time they come to an intersection, you know, they have to stop behind the line where the stop sign is. We've got these little stop signs, and they have to stop and look both ways. And we have young people and old kind of making engine noises for the kids. And some of them, like, kind of just, they look at you kind of funny, you know, because you're an adult pretending to be a car, but they get the rules of the game. And then once they make it through, most kids go through over and over and over. So we see these kids, like, enjoying challenging themselves to stay in the lines. And then there's another part of it where they're just, you know, they're trying to avoid obstacles that are in the traffic. Doug has some changes this year. He's got, I think, further challenges maybe.
yeah,
on that traffic pattern. But
yeah,
that's the part I'm most familiar with because I always have to be a car and it's like nonstop walking for 2 hours with a fish truck in my hand. So, and then the kids, some of the kids who are, you know, they've got an ill-fitting helmet, you watch them get this nice, shiny new helmet on, and they get to help put the stickers, the reflective stickers, on all four sides of their helmet. And some kids can put them on their bike, I think, mm-hmm. If we have extra stickers. But anyway, it's just great to see these kids, some kids who, you know, they don't have a helmet or they can't afford to replace their helmet, to see them when they get their new helmet. They're just so happy. And that's a good attitude to have toward helmets because, as you know, it's a law. You have to wear a helmet if you're in any kind of wheeled vehicle
you
through age 18.
You think it's a cool
18.
Thing, then that's
well,
better.
Mean, you know, it depends on the age, but yeah. We generally get mostly younger kids, but it is for kids up to 12, I think.
Well, you know, it's a really social thing, too. I've noticed kids just bike around together off to the side, and they have fun doing it, and that's what actually inspired my oldest when he was a lot younger to start riding his bike. The first time he started was at the bike rodeo.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice. But I think Doug is more of a bike enthusiast than I am. And it's good to see an adult who still rides bikes. I mean, we're watching mostly, you know, these young kids, and a lot of them just, they ride bikes for fun. And there's at the tarmac, so the kids like just start zooming around, and of course there's a crash or two because, you know, they're kids, but they have so much fun having that wide open space, and there's not a lot of those in Sitka for the kids to kind of play freely on, where you're not worried about getting hit by a car. And so I don't know what you'd call that. I think we used to call it like the racetrack, but it's just not.
They just free bike ride. All around and it's ride. Fun to free bike ride. With other kids in a big group of kids biking.
Yeah, and I think that another cool thing Doug's brought here is a co-sponsorship from the state of Alaska and the, you know, the additional helmets that we now have. But yeah, it is a big rodeo group effort, but I think Doug is the main bike rider in our club.
And there will be snacks. There will be
food. We have a grill going every year, and if it's a nice day, it feels like a picnic, and yeah.
So we have free bike checkup, free comic book, free reflective stickers, some free helmets, first come, first serve. Register your bike, get your helmet adjusted, get your bike size, tires pumped, bike swap. There is so much going on at that.
And I guess it is a group effort, but we have a volunteer this year who, he's volunteered in the past, Eric Hazeltine, who has stepped up to be our bike mechanic, and that's a huge volunteer contribution. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to thank him.
Okay. Doug, tell us about some new skills practice on the skills practice course. What's new?
Well, one thing that'll be new here, we have a handout for parents. It's what every parent should know, and there's three skills that it'll have in there, and one is riding in a straight line. Most of the time when somebody crashes or scrapes their knee, it's not that they've hit something. It's just that they lose focus and lose control. So one is riding in a straight line. That's important. Another is stopping, braking. And so that's another skill. And then another one that's a little bit higher level is when you can look over your left shoulder without swerving. So we'll practice those. And then out on the free ride area, we could practice shifting. And a lot of the kids will have bikes that have multiple gears. And we did a bike camp at Keat a couple years ago. And the two things I noted were the hardest things for the students was braking and shifting. And those are two really important things, the braking especially. So it's great to have Eric there and have a place to check your brakes, make sure they work. If they're coaster brakes and you pedal backwards, they're sort of built in. But a lot of kids have hand brakes. So checking those, teaching them how to check, and just practicing braking. I think that's such a key skill for cyclists of any age to be able to stop. So sometimes we'd have a line and we'd say, okay, we'll stop as close to it as you can. And kids would go 2-3 feet past it and they just weren't practiced. But like anything else, it's a skill. The more you practice, the better you'll get. And the rodeo is a great place to practice some of those skills that hopefully they will learn some things there and then they'll practice when they go home. And all summer they're practicing riding in a straight line, starting and stopping, looking left, right, left, looking over your shoulder. So hopefully this will just be the start of a summer of great learning.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, folks. We're out of time. Any parting thoughts?
No, come.
Come, come. It's on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 at the Coast Guard Hangar.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks so much.